Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this, take the limits off.
Baby, love. blessings and glory and honor. They belong to you, Jesus. All blessings and glory and honor. They belong to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning. Welcome to this, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. We are so glad that you have joined us this Sunday morning to worship our God. We are so excited that you are here. We are mindful that you could have chosen to be any other place, but you decided to join with us here at Ebenezer. We're going to ask right now if you would just share this worship experience with your friends and your neighbors. Tell them to come online on Facebook Live with you at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We promise you this, that after having worship with us today, we believe that God is going to bless you real good, because we know that God is still able. God is able to restore. God is able to heal. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above what you can ever ask or think. Join with us here at Ebenezer as we lift our voices in praise, because we know that God is worthy to be praised. Blessing and honor, glory belong to him on this Sunday morning. Come on, musicians, continue to worship with and lead us today. Amen. This morning, let us go to God in prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we come to you this morning seeking your face and seeking your favor and seeking your presence in this place. We invoke you now, O God, into this worship experience. Because, O God, we are mindful that there are those who are watching us online, a part of our Facebook pew, have come and made their way seeking a word from thee. And so, O God, we ask right now as we gather in this sacred space, God, that you might be amongst us, that God, you will be in the songs that are lifted today, that God, that you might be in the holy word that will be lifted today, the songs that are sung today, the expressions of love today, oh God. God, we are mindful that we need you every hour. So at this moment, oh God, we open our hearts and we clear our minds so that we might receive you. Lord, we love you today. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. And we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for your sustaining power. We ask right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you would have your way. Have your way right now in this service. We'll be ever so careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor which so richly belongs to you. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalms 30, beginning with verse 1 through 5. Psalms 30, verses 1 through 5, there you will find these words recorded. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my Lord, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The word of God for the people of God. And all of God's people said, amen.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as a listening sky. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, bitter the chastening rod. Felt when the days when hope unborn had died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our Father sighed. We have come over a way that the tears have watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out from the gloomy path till now we stand endless. Where the bright gleam of our bright star is cast. God of our weary years, God of Thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, Thou who hast by Thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray. Lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadow beneath
celebrate the life and work and birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., certainly one of my heroes, proud graduate of Morehouse College, proud Alpha Phi Alpha Incorporated brother, a great preacher and a legacy, an incredible hero of our times. We certainly need those kinds of people as you consider the times in which we are living. And so Ebenezer proudly celebrates the life and work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. At this time, we will have a selection, and then I will come back before you, Matt.
I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you cared for me in such a special way. And yes, I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, my heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. And yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me. It's such a special way, and yes, I praise. I lift you up, and I magnify your name. Yes, that's why my heart is filled with praise. Help me say, I love you, Lord. In such a special way. Yes, I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. Yeah, that's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Share this to those who are with us. Many of you are aware, but I want to share this to those who are friends of Ebenezer, our e-members, those who are around the country. On behalf of my family, I wanted to take an opportunity to thank everyone for your thoughts and prayers and condolences. My mother, my aunt, my brothers and family have been touched beyond measure by the messages we have received since the passing of our beloved Father Harold Newchurch. We would like to say thank you for your prayers. We loved our father greatly. He would have been so amazed and humbled by all the messages that we have received from literally all over the country and the world. People from all walks of life and different phases and spaces of our life in the lives of his children, I don't think he realized what an impact he had on everyone around him. And it has been simply amazing to see such an outpouring of compassion and love. I proudly say that my dad never backed down from anything and fiercely protected his family. He showed us how to stick together, to work hard, and be honorable. And those qualities will always stay with us, his children. Now, as you can imagine, this transition has been a shock to our family. And we lovingly ask that you give us time to process and grieve. And as such, I will not be preaching today or next week, as I will be supporting my family and recognize my own vulnerabilities during this time. I want you to know that we have set up a way for our church family and our friends and those of you who are around the country press your condolences on our church's website. And I invite you to please visit the Celebrating Deacon Harold New Church page at EbenezerBronzeville.org. Again, it's Celebrating Deacon Harold New Church page at EbenezerBronzeville.org. There you can leave a note that will be compiled and presented to my mother and the rest of the family. This is the best way to reach us during this difficult time. Please, ma'am, please, sir, continue. Pray for my mother, my brothers, my sisters, and our family as we work through this difficult time. If you can do anything for us, we would like to ask in the spirit of our Father that you cherish your family and that you might be kind to one another. On behalf of my family, thank you again for your love and support. Please know we may not respond to you immediately, but we have received every note and it is greatly appreciated. Services this week are as follows. Deacon Harold New Church will lie in state at Cage Funeral Home on Friday, January 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. And then on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. they will be awake here at the church, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, followed by a private funeral for family at 11 o'clock. We are asking in lieu of flowers, if you would make donations to the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Thank you so very much. And I will end by saying this, as my dad would often remind us, he is able. God is able. At this time of our worship service, we will transition. You can participate in worship through your giving. And what we ask here at Ebenezer is that you would pray first and ask God how you should bless this work in ministry. And you can give by going to EbenezerBronzeville.org and giving that way, or you can text to give, or you can just mail your gifts to Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60653, and we would be so greatly appreciated. But however you give, know that the Lord loves a cheerful giver, and we are grateful for your blessings. Amen. We thank you for your generosity. At this time, we want to acknowledge our sick list, those who are sick among us and those who are requesting prayer at this time. We are continuing to pray mightily for our beloved member, Bobby Thomas, who is still in University of Chicago Hospital. We are praying for Brother Bobby. We continue in prayer for Sister Patricia Butts, Brother Stanley Stovall. We are praying for Everett New Church, Wilma New Church. We're continuing to praying for Rob Martin, Richmond Briscoe, and Nathan Briscoe. We are remembering continually in prayer Sister Ethel Freeman and the loss of her sister, Sister Lily Mae Lawrence of Greenwood, Mississippi. We're praying for all of those whom we have lost, knowing that God is able. We know that God shall sustain and that ultimately all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according
to his purpose. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. God, we approach your throne of grace, lifting up these names, O God, that are on our list. God, we've come to your throne, O God, interceding on their behalf, praying, O God, that you would have your way in their circumstances and in their situation. For those who are in hospitals right now, O God, we are asking that you might touch them by your power divine. Lord, we know you to be a healer. We know you, Lord, to be a way maker. We know you, O God, to make a way out of no way. And so, God, we offer these names, these souls to you right now, O God. God, I know that there are those who are frustrated and those who are hurting and whose hearts are heavy, whose have holes in their hearts, oh God. But we know, God, that you can fill the hole and that you can make the difference in the name of Jesus. God, we are seeking your face. We are holding your hand right now, oh God, asking, oh God, that you will walk with us. Walk with us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. God, we thank you today because you have promised, you've promised never to leave us and that you would never forsake us. So God, whisper a word of comfort in our ear. Help us, oh God, to go on and see what the end will be. Help us, oh God, in our hours of grief and hours of pain. Help us, God. Help us, oh God. We are calling on you right now. We're calling because we know, God, you have made a way in the past, that you have a track record, oh God. And we know, oh God, that you are an awesome God, that you are a great God, and God, that you will see us through. God, we're lifting up our nation to stay, oh God, as we go through what many are predicting a perilous week. God, we ask that your will be done, that no hurt, harm, or danger will come anyone, that those who will assume the highest levels of office will assume it with humility and courage and trusting in thee. God, we ask, oh God, that you would remind the people of this land that a house divided against itself cannot stand. And God, if it is our desire to stand, that we have to sew up the wounds of division and hatred and bigotry, oh God, and find some common ground of peace and unity. God, we know it won't be perfect, but it should not look like this. So, God, let a spirit of peace and unity be in our hearts and our minds in this week we are about to enter. Now, God, we lift this prayer upon the wings of the morn. Place it before thy feet. To the all-wise God, we pray, and for his sake we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry and did hear every groan.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come to worship the Lord, spirit and in truth. Lord, we give you honor, we give you glory. What you've done, for who you are.
You don't know my story. All the things that I've been through, you can't feel my pain, what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my brain. Don't try to figure it out, because my worship, my worship, it's real. My worship, it's real.
Hallelujah.
You don't know my story, all the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain, what I had to go through to get here. You'll never understand my pain. Don't try to figure it out, because my worship, it's real. My worship, it's for real.
Let me say that one more time.
You don't know my story, all the things that I've been through. You can't feel my pain, what I had to go through to get here. You because my because you are so worthy. You are. Can't help myself but give you praise. Lord, you've been good. You've been faithful. You've given me grace and mercy. Through it all, you've been right there all the way. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Lord, you're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. You're so worthy. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I praise you. Yeah. In the morning, I lift my hands. In the new day, I lift my hands. In the midnight hour, I lift my hands. Because you've been there. Through the storm and through the rain, through the hurt and all the pain, you've been faithful, God. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. When I think back to something I've been through, my God, you've been there. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You walk with me. You talk with me. You even carry me. You lifted me high. Hallelujah. Anyhow. Hallelujah. Anyway, hallelujah, I'll trust you, Lord.
such a great God you are. Such a great God you are. Such an awesome God you are. You're an awesome wonder in my soul. Hallelujah. You perform miracles every day. So I have to say hallelujah. Thank you for being a friend. Hey, 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 thank you for being a friend. Hey, hey,
hey. If you were trying to figure out where you should worship, you just getting there. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. There is something about when the Spirit of God decides to just enter the room and have his way. There's something different about when the Spirit of God just decides to come in and shift the atmosphere in the room. There's something different about when the Spirit of God just decides, I'm going to tell you how to worship me. I'm going to show you how to worship me. Yes, I'm going to take you through some things, but I'm going to promise you that on the other side, there's still glory on the other side. My worship. Anybody got a hallelujah in their spirit? My God. Glory to God. Jesus. Father God, have your way now. Lord, move this old raggedy preacher out the way, God, and let your light so shine that they may not see me, but they may hear you. And God, let the words that I use today, God, be directly from you. And if there's anyone who's listening, Lord, who does not know you in the pardon of their sin, when the time is right, let them give themselves over to you. Lord, we pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Y'all gonna mess me up now. I just imagine the songwriter. I just imagine the songwriter when he had no idea how many folks would be saying, I've been through too much not to worship. That means there's been too many things going on in my life that I refuse to sit and just not worship. Glory to God. Our scripture text has already been read, but just stay right there. That's good. It's already been read, and I'll read it again just for your hearing. It comes from the 30th division of the Psalm, starting at the first verse. David said, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. For it says, sing unto the Lord, all ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life.
But weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. The word of God is already blessed. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. I am grateful again to have this opportunity, although I am saddened that the opportunity came a week early, but I understand the circumstances. I did not know Deacon Newchurch that well, but I shared a story on my radio show the other day, and I'll share it with you all. I remember one time when Pastor was out of town, and we know when before COVID hit, we used to march in from the back, and we would line up in the back, and we would come marching down the aisle at 10:45. We started on time, and so we would line up back there. We would go in the back to pray, and then we would first go back here, and we would all gather in the back, the choir and the deacons and everybody, and we would march in. And so I got back there about 10:40 after we prayed back here in the chapel, and I sat back there. So it was about 10:42, and I saw Deacon Newchurch do one of these, he said. He just looked at his watch, and then he looked at me, and I said, I got 3 minutes. He said, yeah, that's about right. I said, bless you, sir. I said, no worries. You'll have a good report to give back. We're going to start on time. And we did start on time. My prayers go out to the new church and the person families and all of the extended families who know and love them. We, your Ebenezer family, are here for you, and we're going to continue to lift you up in prayer during this time of mourning, but also a time of celebration. I had been working on my sermon for next week, and then I said it, what I was working on just didn't seem to fit today. And so I said, Lord, okay, now I need you to give me something different, because this just don't seem to fit the mold. And he took me to Psalm 30 and 5. And I just want to focus on the last part of the fifth verse. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. For a few moments, I just want to talk from the subject of in the morning. In the morning, in the morning, in the morning, in the morning. Have you ever felt like crying? I know that's a crazy question to ask, right? Have you ever felt like crying? And have you ever felt like that there was something that was just going to force you to shed some tears? There are times in every life when each of us has come to a stage or portion of our life where we just felt like crying. Might not be popular for some guys, but I want you to know that everyone cries. We all have a time where something touches us either in a celebratory fashion or sadness hits us to the point where all we can do is shed a tear. Babies cry. Adults cry. Doesn't matter what sex you are, doesn't matter what race you're from, doesn't matter your nationality, no matter what nationality you happen to be from, we all cry. Usually, our tears represent the condition of our spirit at the time. You see, when our spirit is full one way or the other, we shed some tears. Sometimes we cry when we are sad. Sometimes we cry when there's death or sickness or failure or even disappointment or just our emotions are just so overwhelming. There's something on the inside that tells our bodies that you need to release, and the only thing that your body knows to do is to shed tears. The Bible tells us that David wept over the sickness of his son. The Bible also tells us that Jesus wept when he found out about Lazarus. You see, it's not unusual to weep in times of trouble or despair because it's a way of emptying our soul. Sometimes we cry when we're happy. Y'all know some of y'all, you know, I've never been a crier at weddings, but some folk cry at weddings.
you know, and I'm going to get myself in trouble. In hindsight, I probably should have cried at the first two. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. We cry at weddings. We cry at reunions. We cry at graduations. We cry when family members or even ourselves mark an amazing academic achievement. And sometimes even when we watch a movie, we happen to get a little sentimental and tears flow even when watching movies. There are moments when we're so happy we can't contain ourselves. We laugh so hard until we cry. Though everyone cries, there is a day coming, my brothers and sisters, when crying days will be over. There's a day coming when weeping and lamentations are going to come to an end. There's a day coming when sadness and sickness and death will no longer exist. And after this view of this panoramic city, this holy city of Jerusalem that God has set up for us, when he says he's coming for a bride adorned for her husband. In Revelation chapter 21, verses 2 and 4, the Apostle John says it like this. He says, I heard a voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and he shall be his people. God himself will be with them, and he will be their God. And this is the verse I like because John says also he heard it this way, and God will wipe away all their tears from their eyes. There will be no more sorrow. There will be no more crying. There will be no more pain because the former things have passed away. As Christians, Ebenezer, we look forward to the day with great hope when it finally comes that joy has taken the place of sadness. In this time of this particular scripture, David has experienced quite a few things, but David's testimony is very simple. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning. As we look at our text, it focuses on David as he is explaining the transient nature of God and how David is experiencing even in the aftermath of difficult times. This particular psalm uses the liturgical reference of David many years. It was used many years after David's death. David found great joy in overcoming difficulties. David found great joy in overcoming great tribulation. He found great joy in overcoming trials. But this particular context, this text takes place when David has made his way back and he has decided to build himself a castle. And he sought what we want to call a new house. He chose this fortress, this Jebusite fortress on the hill of Zion, and it was made Israel's capital. He made this his residence. And when the palace was complete, he dedicated it to God. There's a noted theologian, Matthew Henry, stated like this. He says that when the new palace was dedicated, this psalm is believed to be the song that was sung that encapsulated the very activities of God in David's life through favor, difficulties, and ultimately his salvation. But before David entered his new house for the very first time, David gave praise to God. Watch this. Upon the reflection for his life's experience. This psalm of David extols or praises God for lifting him up over all of the trials in his life. It even praises God. Watch this. It even praises God for the difficult times referred to as times of weeping and for the joy of overcoming that is described as in the morning. Yeah. You see, when the elders were observing David, David stood at the threshold of his new house and he looked back and he lifted up his heart and he started thinking about all of the things that God had been to him. He started thinking about all of the gratitude he has for being a recipient of God's favor. Is there anybody listening somewhere or the few sitting in the room that know what it's like to be on the other side of God's favor? Is there anybody listening that knows what it feels like to be a recipient of God's favor? I know we ain't got none but the legal amount of people in the room, but there's somebody somewhere who knows the favor of God. David remembered what it took when he was out being a shepherd boy. He remembered when he was out going back and forth. He remembered when they were trying to kill him. He remembered walking through the valley of the shadow of death. He remembered all of these things. But like David, I know we're going through some moments now, but David looked back and he saw the merciful hand, oh God, of God. Yeah. He recognized the God that helped him see through his own weaknesses, his own personal trials, and he thanked God for being with him during his time of weeping and lamentations. Before he entered, David considered the great truth that when compared with the sum of his days, his time of difficulty mostly always took place at night. But then he'd always thought about the joy that came, in the morning. See, the new house he would enjoy was a testimony to the truth that David discovered that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. David's reflection upon his life is the same of that of every believer. We have shared the same three experiences that David shared. I got three quick points and I'm going to be out the way. The first one was David experienced God's wrath. He experienced God's wrath. Y'all know, my Bible readers, if you've taken the time to read the Bible, God's wrath is a terrible thing. Generally, we bring down the wrath of God upon ourselves by some deviant act or another. The Bible tells us that the city of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by the anger and wrath of God because of their ungodliness. Bible goes on to tell us that Ananias and his wife Sapphira both died because of their hypocrisy and it angered the Lord. Those who work against the people of God also draw God's anger. That's why the entire army of Pharaoh drowned in the Red Sea, because they angered God by attempting to re-enslave the people of Israel. And I know we so super holy right now, but in the course of every life, there are times and when even us as Christians, we anger God because of our lack of faith. Even while God is doing great things for us, even when he's doing great things for us, God gets angry with us. Y'all know the story. That was the case when the disciples saw themselves out on the water and the waves and the winds were rocking. Even as he rebuked them, asking, "Where is your faith?" He stilled the winds and the waves, saying, "Peace, be still." If we tell the truth and we're honest with ourselves, there is no life that has not lived at some point that has not angered or frustrated God with sin. After all, the Bible says this in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yet in all our faults, he looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs." Life, this thing called life, it gets slippery when wet, because see, the life before us, like all the others, has slipped along somewhere and drawn the anger of God. But that great preacher, that great singer, Donnie McClurkin, said it like this a long, long time ago. He says, "We fall down, but we get up, for a saint is just a sinner who fell down." You see, when we get up, we find a way to the house of God, and then where we serve and where we teach and where we praise and where we try to get the full knowledge of who he is, a loving God. Or forgiving God. And we recognize that even the anger of God only endure for a moment. The second thing that David experienced was God's favor. God's favor. The ultimate blessing for any believer is to receive the favor of God. Yeah, yeah. You know, when a person is a favorite, he receives special treatment, access, and considerations that not be made for everybody else. You know, there are some they are received. Some favor is received because someone has a special attachment to us. You know the story. Jacob had 12 sons, but Joseph was his favorite. He received the many coat of colors not because he earned it, but because he was the favorite of his father. Jacob and Esau, y'all know the story. They were twins, and but Jacob was favored by his mother, who worked to secure him, watch this, the blessing from Isaac. Not what he deserved, but because she favored him. See, when a believer, watch this now, when a believer considers his life, he immediately recognizes that he has been the recipient of God's favor. I want, if you don't get nothing else from this today, remember this. It's great to be blessed, but it's better to be favored. I want you to take that with you. It's great to be blessed, but it's better to be favored. Yeah, yeah. Watch this. See, blessings indicate reciprocity, that is a reward for a work performed. Just a little bit. But favor, on the other hand, includes a blessing for no reason other than the fact that God says, I love you and I count you special among all my children. See, it don't take much to be favored. That's why we often wonder, well, why do everything right? And how come every time I get ready to do something, it never works out? How come every time? And then I keep seeing all these other folk getting all this stuff. Look, God is omnipotent. He can favor who he chooses. I heard Bishop T.D. Jakes say it like this, favor ain't fair. Favor doesn't choose, watch this, favor doesn't choose you. God chooses you to be favored. Oh, y'all done. See, when a man or a woman lives a long life and they reach their retirement status and they're able to enjoy the fruits of their labor, and see, that's an indication, watch this, that they know what it means to enjoy the favor of the Lord. When we realize we've been favored, oh my God, when we realize that we've been favored, we can truly say a couple of things. We can say he didn't have to do it, but he did. We can say he didn't have to bless me, but he did. We can say he didn't have to heal me, oh God, but he did. Yeah, 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 yeah. We can say he didn't have to save me, but he did. Yeah, yeah. See, while other folk revel in the fact that they've been blessed, those of us that have learned the truth, they're able to say this, I'm more than blessed. I'm enjoying the favor of the Lord. I'm almost done. I told you I wasn't going to be long. The last point. David experienced weeping. He experienced crying. He experienced sadness. He experienced being distraught. He experienced all of the things that would make tears well up in your eyes. He experienced weeping. There have been times in our experience, church, that when we've had to weep. The very first thing we do when we come into the world is cry. First thing we do, and if you don't, they do something, they smack you on your backside and make sure you holler out. But that's the first thing you do when you come into the world. But watch this. But shedding a sentimental tear at a wedding or at a happy ending of a movie is not the same as weeping. See, the Hebrew word for weeping in this text means continuous, like a steady flow, dripping, running. Jeremiah, y'all know the story. They called Jeremiah the weeping prophet. Jeremiah was so concerned over the lost glory of Israel that he had a steady flow, because he was concerned enough about their souls that he cried constantly. If we're honest, we would recognize that at some point in our lives, we've all had to weep, whether it's over a family member that seem to leave too soon, or the condition of the world, or you watch the news and it causes you to weep, or you find out that too many folk in the church really don't know Jesus the way they should. But there's always a reason and a cause for weeping. Jesus said this. He said he'd take an entire city under his wing like a mother hen would to protect and nurture them. Jesus often wept and cried for us. Sometimes we weep like that. Mothers weep for sons and daughters. Fathers weep for family members. Sometimes we weep for uncles and aunts and grandparents. We're concerned about the family's affairs, and all of these things point us back to weeping. Those who weep, though, they also learn how to trust in the Lord. It's only their trust in the Lord that allows them to stand for their families. See, that's when the words of the song become real. You know that song y'all sing. I've learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. It's something that says, he's my friend, he's my guide. You know, I had to look it up because I didn't know the words. It says, I found out that if I trust him, he will provide. See, those who weep, they learn quickly how to take their concerns to the Lord in prayer and leave them there. As I get ready to take my seat, brothers and sisters, finally, we must consider David's epitaph. David's epitaph, or his obituary, simply says, weeping endures but a night, but joy comes in the morning. See, David wrote his own epitaph as he prepared to enter into his new house. See, David had experienced the anger of God. He had experienced the favor of God. He had experienced the valley of weeping. Now he stands at the threshold of his new house. David declares, weeping endures but for a night, but joy comes in the morning. See, David's words are the types of words we should expect from every believer. It's the same testimony that was shared by those of us who came before. You know the song that says, I'm so glad trouble don't last always. It's the same song for the saint that labored in the vineyard and weathered through the loneliness and the night, that looks forward to the breaking of dawn. You know that saint that says, joy will come in the morning. It's the same thing for that saint that has faithfully visited the sick and prayed the prayer of faith, and he prayed for everybody else, but his prayer didn't get answered. But that same saint can turn around and say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That same saint who took the time to feed the hungry, clothe the hungry, and not forget about those who don't know God, that same saint who can say, there will come a time where weeping we'll be gone. I don't know about you, but I found out that at some point you can move on from weeping. I found out that the darkest nights are followed by the brightest days. I found out a great and heavy burden is followed by a multitude of blessings. The sorrow of today is followed by the pleasant times of tomorrow. It's okay, Pastor. The weakness of the moment can be a blessing in the hour. It's okay, brother Chairman. The difficulty of the day can be a blessing later on in the week. It's okay. See, I found out that no matter what comes my way, that the Lord is able to make a way. I found out that the Lord, he will provide. He will provide patience in the middle of my problems. He'll provide contentment, oh God, in the middle of all my criticisms. Help me, Jesus. He'll provide support in the middle of my suffering. Help me, Lord. Stability in the middle of my strain. Hey, God. He'll provide hope in the middle of my hardship. He's able to lift up a bowed down head. New church family, person family, he's able to lift up a bowed down head. He's able to dry a tear stained eye. Oh God. Just like David. He looked back and he gave thanks for all that God had been doing for him. God is going to let me leave this old house and I'm going to get a brand new home when I get to heaven. My God. Yeah. Paul told the Corinthians like this in 2 Corinthians 5:1. For we know that our earthly house of the tabernacles were dissolved, that we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Paul is saying that after this life is over, that our spirit, which is the real you, well, come on, God, it won't be found in the physical body. One thing. One thing we know about heaven, there are no hospitals in heaven. There's no nursing homes in heaven. Ain't no rehabilitation centers in heaven. Yeah. See, the days of agonizing for a loved one are over. Yeah. Because, see, they're no longer hooked up to all them different machines. They're no longer in pain. They're no longer hurting. Yeah. But we have to remember these words of David. Weeping only endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Yes, the enemy sent this horrible virus to destroy us. But, church, we can't let this thing take us out. We may not have all the answers, my God, but some way, somehow, we recognize that things are going to work out. So go ahead and cry now. It's all right. Yeah. Your tears are just temporary relief, my God. Your tears are just a release of pain, sorrow, and grief. Your tears are expressions that cannot be controlled. A little crying out is all right, but after a while you won't have to cry no more. Don't worry, God's gonna wipe, my God, God's gonna wipe all of your tears away. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. My. I want to shut it down. It's 12:25. Let me let this go. But I want to leave this with you. Just hold on a little while longer. Somebody somewhere thinking about letting go, just hold on a little while longer. Because if you hold on in the morning, there'll be no more sadness. Yeah. If you hold on till the morning, my God, there'll be no more heartaches. If you hold on, because the morning will come. Because in the morning, there'll be no more disappointments. Hold on, because in the morning, crying days will be gone, and the sun will shine again. I heard the songwriter say it like this. One of these old mornings, my God, it won't be very long. You're going to look for me, God, and I'll be gone. I'll have new legs, and I'll be walking around heaven all the day long. Come on, go with me to my Father's house. There is peace in my Father's house. There is joy in my Father's house. Nothing but love up there in my Father's house. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Thank you, God. The door of the church is open. There may be one who's listening that does not know the Lord and the pardon of their sins. You may be experiencing your midnight hour, but the morning is coming. Is today your morning? Is this your time? We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. Don't let this time slip by. The door of the church is open. I know we don't have physical people here to come down the aisle, but if you are listening for the first time and you're out of fellowship, you don't have a church home, watch this. It's not even about you coming and being a member of Ebenezer. We're concerned about your relationship. We'll worry about the membership later. So this is your time to come. The door of the church is open. By letter, Christian experience, candidate for baptism. You can come now. God bless you.
Just for me.
Hallelujah, in this place as we prepare to part. We thank Minister King for that word this morning. Joy, weeping may endure for a night, but joy will cometh in the morning. We thank God and we will seal that sermon in our hearts. He, God, was yet speaking even unto me while he preached that word. I want to say, just a reminder, I mentioned about the services of celebration for Deacon Harold New Church. I mentioned that the wake is at 10 o'clock here at Ebenezer on Saturday, and 11 o'clock, the funeral service, family only. But please know that we are preparing to have the services broadcast over Facebook Live, this Facebook Live stream. And we're also working on YouTube, and it is our hope that we will have both of those up, because we recognize that many people would have wanted to be here, and we have many family members around the country that would like to be with us on Saturday. And we will be sending additional information out so that you might be able to join with us as we celebrate the life of Deacon Harold New Church. A life well lived. 85 years of life, of a full life, and a life that touched so many. And we are grateful for his life and legacy. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceedingly great joy, to the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is our prayer. Amen. May God bless you, and go in peace.
Thank you.